And it deals with plans existing in the land use map about future land use elements and Sussex County's role in funding the preservation of farmland and open space. And I want to point out to everyone that that program is alive and well. There's a long waiting list of farmers that are willing to volunteer to preserve their farms, and they're just waiting for their time to come up and be a participant in that program. So it's not like we're having to go out and get farmers to participate in the program. They're willing to sign up. They're willing to wait their turn and go through the process and then preserve their farm for the future of agriculture. The other elements that I see in this economic development segment are the ag industrial overlay areas. And this is very exciting. It talks about zoning in Sussex County can easily accommodate roadside produce stands, fruit and vegetable patches, pony rides, processings of products on site, and other forms of small-scale related farm business. And these business uses can be permitted in all agriculture zoning districts, provided the product and service offered is mostly homegrown on site. In addition, the farm-based business, such as knife sharpening, small blacksmith operations, can be allowed and permitted in areas to keep these farms viable. Other agriculture interests would include more specialized zoning districts needed to encourage and deal with large-scale agriculture operations, such as feed mill. We're excited about Allen's Family Foods is building a new feed mill in Seaford, Delaware. And if I travel across this country and talk about new infrastructure coming to my county, other farmers are sort of jealous of that we are growing here in Sussex County on our agriculture base. Other things that could help agriculture's infrastructure are animal slaughterhouses, and this would just be a specialized program, not large operations. And then it could also help establish a voluntary agriculture industrial overlay district. And this would help a farmer keep the farm viable but allow different types of agriculture industry to come to the farm. So again, I'd like to applaud Sussex County, and I'd like to applaud the citizens that have already spoke tonight. When I travel to Kent County, the meetings aren't as civil as they are here. And I think this is great. I'm proud of my county. Up there, sometimes there's arguments that happen, and I just don't enjoy that. So I am proud of Sussex County, and I applaud the efforts that are being taken here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Collins.
I'm Rich Collins, Executive Director of the Positive Growth Alliance. we recently moved our offices to Route 113 in Georgetown. Our charge is to work for prosperity, opportunity, and a rising standard of living for all citizens. First, I'd like to congratulate you for what I believe to be possibly the best government in our state, probably the most fiscally sound, probably preserve freedom to a greater extent than any other.
Are you referring to the Planning and Zoning Commission or to Sussex County government in general?
The whole entity. I could single you out for criticism.
I just want to clarify that.
No, I think the attitude of freedom and respect for freedom that the government here in Sussex County seems to have is an admirable thing, and I commend you for it. But, if you want me to take it back, I could.
Not at all. I want you to say whatever's on your mind.
I'd like to comment on affordable housing. There have been a lot of comments on that tonight, and yet it is a well-known economic fact that any government restriction on housing brings the cost higher. Now, some restrictions are necessary. Certainly, we have to have a variety of controls and requirements on housing. But we need to understand that each and every one of them brings about some rise in the price. And it is not paid by the person who builds a home. It may, in the beginning, they have carrying costs, but obviously all income that a business has comes from what their customers pay them.